And that's what I do, because this is a vision, not my vision. It's is God's vision, making sure this vessel gets the word out. So we're excited to bring this Dr. Lowe's neighborhood and the format that we have for you. Now, you can check us out by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Now, if you want to just be live with me on Facebook, you can go to the Alberto Room. That is the Doctor Room. Check him out. I have two individuals joining us right now. Thank you so much. And I'm going to give them a shout-out in a minute as I move forward for getting our necessary information. If you want to check us out on the web link, www.blogtalkradio.com/WPSW Internet Talk Radio. Now, if you want to slide over to Instagram, we're broadcasting on two networks. So God bless us to be able to do that. And that is for sure. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith with the number 15. You can check. If you want to email the show, you can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com. As well as you feel comfortable enough, you want to be able to tweet the show, you can at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio at the Smith Way Production at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. So we have several outlets where you can be a part of it. We want you to be a part of it. We have an awesome show planned for the day. This show is going to focus on continuing this series that I said earlier as we begin to prepare mature men to be a great man. See, everybody ain't meant to be a mature man, and everybody ain't meant to be a great man. This is something you have to know that have inside. You have to understand what a mature man is. And we're going to talk about it. We also want to make sure you understand on Blog Talk Radio, you have a chance to just call in and listen to the show. If you're on the job and you want to call and have your phone and put your earplugs or modern day, whatever you may have, put it in your ear, you can check us out. I'm so glad you have that opportunity because it's so good about the network. By looking back at as we broadcast, I noticed that we may have 3 or 4, 5, 10, 15 people on, but looked up, and I look at my network, it's about truly about 40 or 50 people checking us out. So I'm so glad that we have this opportunity. Now, keep in mind that we're being heard in several countries. You know, I always talk about the 18 countries that we had our outlet to touch. But most important is the United States to me, as well as Canada and Mexico on the North American continent. So we truly have an opportunity to really, really get a chance to talk, get a chance to share our thoughts. You know, since I do have individuals on here, and I'm going to make sure I get them a volume so when they can speak and say something, I can hear them. Sort of like picking up sort of like somebody. Thank you so much for being a part. As I said, I want to give a shout out to those individuals that's joined us truly on. And I think that's Minister Denise Stephanie. You know, she's talking. I just want to know I'm picking her up. I can hear everything you're saying, Minister Denise. Minister Denise Stephanie is out of Berkeley, California, and so I'm so happy to have her behind the mask ministry. She's doing some awesome things through Facebook. You can check her out. Just go to Minister Denise Stephanie, go to her page, and you can find out exactly what's going on. She's promoting from that West Coast. Thank you so much. Doing God's work. She's behind the mask ministry. Take your mask off. See, this is the thing about it. We're talking about we want to transform you from being a joker, transform you from being a so-called prince or knight or even to the point at just individuals that thinking they are grown. They're in the grown zone with the grown male parts. They are the grown part of being a male, but they're not in the grown man zone. So that's what we're talking about. We want to transform you from a grown man to a mature man, and then from a mature man into a great man. See, those are the things that we want to work on with you, and we want to share with you. So we look to have an awesome show tonight. We have several weeks. We're getting people to come in and come out, stepping in, stepping out. Thank you so much, individuals, that even if you had to leave, join us back. Join us. Come on back and talk with us. Share your thoughts. And I want you to be able to do that because that's what it's all about. This network allows you to share your opinion. Everybody might not be happy with what they hear, but the voice for the First Amendment allows you to share your thoughts. and your ideas. And this is what this vessel is for. We want to get our show started off quickly, and we move forward to meet our deadline of 1 hour. We want to focus on what defines a mature man. We have been through each one of those phases from the point of an overgrown boy, a grown male, a joker, to a grown man, from a grown man to a mature man. And that's what we're going to go from today. We're going to go from the mature man that we touched on the other day, which was Tuesday, to a great man. Let's define a mature man. And I always try to tell people that you can pick up what that characteristic or that trait that a mature man have. And it focuses around one thing. And some people say it might focus around other things because, see, you're talking about the grown zone having the tools and have the age of a joker is the same as a grown male is the same. As an overgrown boy is the same. As a grown man is the same. But when you get to be identified as a mature man, I'm going to tell you that one thing that stands out, that's that emotionally maturity. See, that's what women are so far ahead of. Our queens are so far ahead of us because they can deal with the emotional part. We as men have a challenge, but a mature man, can definitely use that trait to be successful because he can deal with emotionally charged issues. He can handle the tough issues. So as we try to define and share our thoughts on that, I want to give a shout out to Sandra Rockenmore. Thank you so much for joining us. I have people just trying to hit me in on the phone, but we need all our vehicles to be able to talk with you. So those individuals, they can call back, I'll call you back and make sure we get a chance to talk to each other. All right, let's look at defining a mature man. A mature man is confidence. See, that mature man has that confidence. He has confidence in his appearance. He can look in the mirror and feel comfortable. See, that reflection from the mirror shows who you are. See, it shows the internal part. Don't be fooled when you look in the mirror. Because Michael Jackson had a song many years ago, The Man in the Mirror. See, when you look in the mirror, you have to be happy with what you see. You can't be uncomfortable with what you're looking at because that's your internal part. It has nothing to do with the outer appearance, and we get caught up there. So a mature man has a lot of confidence in his appearance. He's uniquely fashion sense. He has a unique fashion sense. And you know, when you're unique, you have a way you carry yourself. You have a way that you manage to put yourself in a position when you're presented at that level that's so unique. So that's what a mature man do. He has confidence in his appearance. He has a fashion sense. He does not care about few people disapproval. See, that's the difference. We walk this thing from transforming these individuals from being overgrown boys, jokers, as well as grown males to be grown men to mature men, they have that difference. See, an overgrown boy has a problem with people disapproving with them. They want you to agree. If you're in a relationship and that individual you're in a relationship get upset every time you don't agree with them, there's a problem there. See, the red flag just popped up. So let the red flag guide you and let you know he ain't ready for you. Because as a queen, my sister, you got to understand everybody ain't ready for you. Everybody ain't meant to be with you. Everybody ain't meant to have your love. And you have to really realize that this person may not be ready because he's upset because I disapprove of his actions. He's upset because I made a comment that he says negative that he can't handle. See, a mature man can handle. See, a mature man can deal with it. See, he can disapprove of what he's doing, but he's all right with it because he's willing to communicate with you. See, the idea that a mature man has confidence in his ability to communicate. See, he has that that desire, that will to understand what you're talking about. Because, see, he understands what love is. See, love as an acronym on our show on Thursday night, which is aired on the first and the third Thursday at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe. See, the Love Cafe takes the acronym with love and says, L is for listening. See, it's impossible to be in a relationship if you can't listen. See, that's your communication skills. See, some people don't have the ability to communicate in a manner that is where they're comfortable with. See, when you come with their tough issues, they want to back up, they want to run. See, that ain't a mature man. See, truly, sometimes a grown man may back up a step or two, but he going to come back at you. But a mature man is ready. He's ready to deal with what questions you have. He want to be honest. He's not afraid to talk and explain to you. But see, he also have something else that those other characters don't have. He has the ability to listen. See, listening to what you have to say is so important as you want to move forward. That's the confidence that a mature man. See, a mature man is willing to overcome all the challenges, and they overlook faults. See, they don't spend time trying to put you down. See, a mature man is trying to lift you up as well as lifting himself up. That's a mature man. He values your opinion. He values who you are. See, he's not going to do, and I always kind of share this with a lot of our queens. The queen said, I want me a real man. But being a real, you got to be a real woman. You got to make sure you put yourself in place, too. You got to be able to communicate. You got to be willing to listen. You got to be willing to be able to articulate. See, one of the things I found out as you move through life, you know, I was always told, you can see the most beautiful woman in the world because that's their out appearance. But sometimes when they open their mouth, sometimes you have to make a move and step away because you have to be able to communicate in a manner that's always to where you can work for success. You know, a mature man only hangs around mature men. See, when you got your significant other, you got your spouse, or you have that individual as your life partner, he said, tonight I'm going to hang out with the boys. You know, that makes him a boy because he's going to hang with the boys at the club. See, a mature man will hang out. I'm going to hang out with my good friend, Bill Bob Day. See, he has names for them. See, that's what a mature man has, names for them. All right, quickly, we're going to look at the size of a mature man. See, this is how you can tell, Queen, that you're dealing with a mature man. One thing I'm going to put in place as we discuss, but I'm going to start off with this one because really it's down the line, consistency. You know, I know on our show, Minister Denise Stephanie, Latane Pickett, and all those people, I do know personally, call and want to talk, they always say, we're looking for consistency. We can't be afraid to make a commitment. See, consistency means you have to keep doing it over and over again. You can't do it a one-time thing. See, that's one thing about the individual who takes the mask off. Denise would agree with me, behind the mask ministry. We taking your mask off and showing truly who you are. See, if you're not consistent, you're going to come, hit a lick and quit. See, that's what they want to do. See, their goal is to, you know, that's a joker. You know, that's a grown male. That's a prince. That's a knight. That ain't a grown man, and that ain't a mature man. So let's walk this thing down. Consistency, I'm going to say number one, make sure in a relationship, when a person is consistent, see, they willing to go way beyond what normally any individual do. They are really to be available so you can count on them. See, others count on a person, a mature man, because he's consistent in his action. He listens to the advice of others. If you're in a relationship with someone and they can't listen to your advice or anybody else's advice, then you're barking up the wrong tree. I'm telling you, that's not a mature man, because I'm talking about a trait of a mature man. See, he's not willing to listen to anybody else. So he's not going to listen to you. See, just always remember, if he can't listen to others' advice, he's not going to be able to listen or take your advice. The next thing, mind your manners. See, that's one of the things. See, there's manners that a mature man carry that, you know, even a grown man sometimes struggle with it because he's trying to get to be in the mature man's own. Definitely a joke or a boy is not capable of doing. See, a grown man have those and kind of ties in with a mature man, but a mature man, when he shakes your hand, it's a firm handshake. See, you just don't wiggle your hand. He opens the doors for ladies. See, that's what a mature man do. He asks guests if they like a drink. See, he try to make sure he makes himself available. He'll say, can I do this for you, my queen? Do you need this, my queen? A mature man, he'll send you something. He'll fax you something and don't look for nothing in return. He might cash out you something and don't look for nothing in return. That's what a mature man will do. A mature man is able to provide and protect you. One of the things that is important, yeah, we talk open the door, closing the door. You know, if you got one that ain't willing to go out and open your door in your car, you got a problem right now. I'm just trying to tell you the real talk right here. If he ain't willing to do it and you have to go jump in the car and don't worry about that, you all right with it? Well, you're looking for a grown man. You ain't looking for a mature man. So a mature man is able to do that. See, one of the other things that you can kind of tell that sets a mature man, eventually a great man, far away from just a grown man and a grown male, you see, he just don't talk about he's your protector. He is your protector. If y'all walking together, see, a mature man going to walk to the outside. Make sure if anything happens, it'll happen first to that him as an individual and always protect you. That's minding your manners. Stand up for your belief. See, a mature man has good morals. See, not just that and his belief. He going to stand up for what he believes and what you believe. He's going to be able to defend his belief because he's able to articulate his rationale, his reason why. See, if you got a man that can't articulate reason why things are done and said, you still got a grown man. See, you don't have a grown man and you don't have a mature man. See, it's important that a man says, I believe this. You know, I just tell people, like right now, you know, I truly believe that the voice in our series is touching some people. It's making them upset. They don't want you to talk. We don't want to make our boys any better. We don't want to prepare. We want to continue them to come. So whatever the game plan is, and somebody go get upset, but it's all right. It's all right. You can get upset because I want you to know this is real talk. This is real talk. This is real talk saying, I'm going to stand up for what I believe. I believe our boys should rock. I believe our boys should have a place in our society, not to just being there because you think it's comfortable to say they're boys. So, but you got to make sure and be very careful how we treat our boys. We got to model for our boys so they can be grown men, mature men, and eventually great men. Be patient with love. See, a mature man is patient with love. See, most important information boys know about girls is especially through social media, Hollywood movies, and what they heard on the streets. See, being patient is important. Have a patience of Job. And see, you got to understand that. Patient with love. See, love is truly hard work. See, a lot of people are afraid to be able to characterize what they see love is. See, love is just like the acronym. You have to be listening. That's hard work. You have to be willing to overcome those challenges. You have to value and develop mutual values with that person. And you have to be excited. You have to be encouraged. and you allows you to be empowered. See, that's what love is. Love allows you to be patient. See, love is a gift. If I offer you the word I love you, I'm saying it because I'm offering a gift. It is coming from my heart and my soul, and it's a state of mind. See, too many people are afraid of putting themselves there because of the hurt that you have endured. See, what has happened, you have went through what we call the healing process. If you go through the healing process after being hurt, you'll understand that you now can be vulnerable because you now are able to understand what love is. Love comes from inside. Love is not projected and put out on the external part. So we got to remember, once it's radiated from your body, people will recognize and see. So be patient with love. That's what a mature man. Be selfless. See that? Not selfish. Selfless. See, it's all about, see, you as a man, you need to live for something greater than yourself. See, that's selfless. Come on now. Everybody got to understand here, you know, selfless is that I put people before me, and that's what it's all about. You can't be afraid to put people before you because your family should be put before you at times. You should make sure you have them ahead of you. But nothing ahead of you and ahead of my life is God, our Lord and Savior. So, but you have to make sure when God ordained you to lead that family as a patriarch, you have to make sure you are not all selfish. You can't be selfish. You have to be selfless. And that means that you turn it over to him. And you make sure those people in your life is taken care of. So you got to ask that queen about herself. See, then show her you've been listening to what she's saying. Prime example, co-host on our Tuesday night show, Dr. Lowe Show. We have that's aired at 7 o'clock on the second and fourth Tuesday. We have Pastor Eddie Pratt. He always said that when he explained how when he met his beautiful wife, they just had an anniversary. I won't say happy anniversary to them. That was a week ago. They was enjoying their anniversary. And he said they sit down and had a conversation. That conversation was like this. He asked her, what that irritates you and will bother you? See, you got to have those hard conversations. And she said that what would irritate me is that if you can't love me. You know, he didn't so much put it that way. She said, if you ain't capable of loving me, then we don't need to be together. She also asked him what would bother him. He would say, being disrespected. See, we all got to understand respect goes along with a man, his ego. See, you can't hurt his ego. You can't touch that. He's great at ego, but he is a delinquent part of his life. He has to make sure that he grows out of that. See, that's what young boys do. Ego get hurt because things don't go their way. They want to get their ball and take it home. They don't want to stay there and continue to play the game. See, that's what the life is, a game. So you have to make sure you're not caught up being selfless. You know, selfish. You have to be selfless. We have to make sure we get that right. Because you care about others just like they care about you. You want to see them successful. See, the real stature of a spiritual manhood is nothing greater than looking out for somebody else. Because we know our Heavenly Father, our Creator, did this. See, the world was going through different things. And God was not happy. So God sent his only begotten Son down to die for our sins. See, that's love. You give up your child. You sacrifice your child. That's love. So you have to make sure that a spiritual man, which is a mature man, is willing to serve somebody else. And that's what it's all about. Exercise. See, everybody got to understand, exercise is important to a mature man. See, that's a sign because he cares about his body and he cares about your body. He's not going to press you and embarrass you because, but he said, can we do this together? Can we work this out? It's possible that we can work this out. So we want to make sure we truly, truly understand that exercise and having rigidness is important. See, it fights off diseases, also aging. So it's so important that you understand a mature man and a trait would be he wants to be able to exercise. He wants to exercise with you, not trying to exercise you. See, that's what it's all about. Be humble. See, a mature man is humble. See, a mature man realizes that you are secure in your ability and do not find it necessary to place yourself in higher esteem than those around them. You don't want to say I'm better than somebody else. You want to be humble because God bless you to be humble. Be your own man. That's another one. If you're not able or capable of understanding being your own man, then you have a problem. See, this is where it's all about. See, figure out who you are and whom you are. So you have to believe in what man you have become. And you have to know that it makes you comfortable. That's what a mature man. Let's step over and see how that mature man with using these nine traits I just shared with you. Just think about any one you want to take. Now, I want you to be a part of the show. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll get you on the line. I'll repeat that. 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and then I'll ask you to offer your location, if you're comfortable, and then your expertise. I just went through quickly. See, a mature man is able to listen. A mature man, you know, he minds his manner. Stand up for your belief and his belief. He's patient with love. He's selfless. He's consistent. He loves to keep his body. He exercises so his metabolism can stay high so it fight off diseases and aging. He's humble. See, a mature man is humble. He's also his own man. Now let's see how you can take these traits and perpetuate and grow to the next level, which is a great man. First of all, what makes a great man? See, a great man, great because of his integrity. See, he has integrity and he's proud of integrity. See, having integrity is another very important characteristic that makes a great man. Integrity. That means that he will stay true to his word and true to himself. Think about it. Integrity is all about this man being true to his words and true to himself. Is that the man you have? That's a great man. That's telltale of a great man. So you kind of take these and use these because this is what it's all about. Understanding that a great man has a characteristic is made up inside of him, which is integrity. Last time when I said a mature man, the most important thing that's there is how emotionally he's mature. So a great man is emotionally mature and he has integrity. And that's what it's all about. He believes truly, truly, and how he can change this world. See, he has belief in how great he can be. See, he's a leader, and don't shy away from being a leader. We'll look at the qualities that defend a great man. One of the qualities, he is a gentleman. This is a quality that you can recognize. See, a great guy needs to be polite, respectful, consideration, attended to a woman need. Let me repeat that. A great guy, which is a gentleman, needs to be polite, respectful, considerate, and attentive to a woman need. He also falls in the category of a classy gentleman. See, that's a such thing as classy gentleman behavior, such as pulling a woman's chair, not from up under, but moving it back so she can get in and pushing it up. Walk on the car side of the street. Come on now, I just said that earlier now. That's a great man. Takes her car. You know? Open the door. He allows her to share her thoughts without getting upset. That's a gentleman. That's a great man. Chivalry, it ain't dead. It's still there because if he's a great man, his quality is a gentleman. All right. He's direct. He's coming at you. He believes that if, you know, he consistently have this whatever attitude, woman will suddenly fall in love with them. See, when I said that, men believe that a great man, if they constantly have this whatever attitude, women will suddenly fall in love with you. This is complete bogus. See, I wanted to say that. I said it twice so you know it's bogus. This don't work when you sit up here, whatever. I don't care what you said. You got an attitude. Your behavior ain't worth a call. See, when you said be direct, has nothing to do with that. See, a great man, he spends time answering questions. He don't dodge direct questions. See, he makes sure he looks you straight in your eyes when he's talking to you. See, that's a great man. While engaging in conversation with an active attitude. That's what a great man do. See, any guy that isn't direct, let's be real, is weak. You should settle for weak. You should settle for great. You should settle for a person that's strong. He has to protect you. He has to provide. The calling number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll get you on the line. Making sure I identify you to last 4 years of your cell. Then just open the line up so you can chat, not only with me, but all the listeners, all of them joining us on the various outlets, so you'll have a chance to share. He is faithful. See, a great man is faithful. Faithfulness may be one of the most important characteristics when it comes to great men. A great man. Faithfulness may be one of the most important characteristics when it comes to a great man. Faithfulness. See, you can't be a cheater and call yourself a great man. You can't do it. That means you ain't trustworthy. You're not honest. So if you want to identify that individual who's cheating on you as a great man, you have some problems. The real thing is he falls in that category of joker. Category is a joker. Prince. See, a prince is charming, but he have many women. A knight, but he ain't a king. Next thing, he has integrity. We had said that again when we were talking about a mature man. Integrity is important. See, having integrity is a very important characteristic that makes a great man. I have to say that because when you're true to your word and true to yourself, that means that you fall in the great man category. See, we have to always keep in mind great men have integrity and ambition. See, he has ideals that
convince other people to put themselves in a sound state of mind. That's what a great man with integrity. See, if he's not, nine times out of ten, he can't convince you of very much. He is honest. We already talked about faithfulness. We talked about integrity. We talked about being direct. We talked about pretty much a gentleman. Oh, come on now. He's honest. Know the characteristic of a healthy relationship. As we train our boys for healthy relationship, we want to make sure they're gentlemen. We want to make sure they're direct. We're going to make sure they're faithful. We're going to make sure they have integrity. We're going to make sure they're honest. We're going to make sure they're trustworthy. We're going to make sure they can be a friend. We're going to make sure they're able to communicate. We're going to make sure they're able to dedicate themselves to the success of that relationship. We're going to make sure they're devoted. See, these are the things we must model so our boys can have healthy relationships as grown men, mature men, great men. The next thing is when you talk about honesty. See, honesty is a great quality every single person should have, but it's not the easiest thing to find. See, those individuals that have honesty, you can recognize. But if you question whether a person can be honest, that is not a great man. See, a real honest man will tell you the truth and not just what you want to hear. We want you to keep that in mind. It's so important that we understand that an honest man is a great man. See, we always have to look for that first, that person that's honest. The next thing in a quality that defines a great man, his maturity. Being mature means a man is able to care of himself, and he approaches problems in a calm and collected manner. If that young man, grown male, getting upset and going off on you, humiliating you, hurting you, abusing you, he ain't a great man. He ain't a mature man. He ain't a grown man. He's a grown male. We're going to accept that and understand that. See, it's so important that a mature man is independent. A mature man has values, and he focuses on making sure his independency and values are seen. See, he don't have childish ways. See, he ain't hanging with the boys. He hanging with mature men that are great men. That's what he's doing. See, he left all that back when he was a grown male. See, he didn't see the model. The grown male didn't see the model, so he didn't know how to come out of the grown male to the grown zone, which is a grown man, mature man, and great man. So what we have to do is model to him, and that's our ultimate goal. See, a mature man will be able to carry himself in a public setting in a respectful manner and understand his adult role. These two things I want you to make sure you carry back with you. See, a mature man, which is to a point where he's got this confidence when he walk into a public setting, he's going to be respectful. And he's going to understand his role. A good man, a great man, must be mature enough to care for himself and take care of all of his needs on his own.
See, he ain't living with mama. He ain't living with his girlfriend. He has his own place. He has his own car. He has his own money. He ain't trying to mooch off his girlfriend. That's a great man. Self-confidence. A grown man, a great man, have self-confidence. A good man or a great man will be confident in himself and who he is. See, I have confidence in who I am and whose I am. That's an awesome characteristic to have, self-confidence. See, a man with self-confidence would not be deterred from what he believes to be true. He will not easily, come on now, he will not be easily pressured into doing things that he does not believe in. See, that's a good man and a great man. Self-confidence makes a man happy and fun to be around. He will not be constantly questioning himself or others around him. So if your man is questioning you all the time, see, he's insecure. He lacks self-confidence in himself. And that conversation is a tough conversation you need to have with him. You ought to sit down and ask him, are you a grown male, a grown man, a mature man, or are you a great man? We want you to transform by taking these things here, share these with those individuals so they'll know. Last thing about a mature man who has self-confidence, see, he's good to be around because he's strong and he's a protector. He's able to take care of not only his needs, but those around him. That's a mature man. That's a good man. That's a great man. There's a theory I want to share with you. We have about 12 minutes. And that theory of a great man is, it was an idea that came out of the 19th century. This is according to history. And it came from Wikipedia. It said, can be largely explained by the impact of a great man or a hero. See, a great man is a hero. He's highly influential. You meet individuals who, due to their natural attributes, I'm going to say it again, he's highly influential. Unique individuals who, due to their natural attributes, these attributes, please look at it so you can understand what a great man theory. Look and see with that individual you say your king. Do we have these attributes to be a great man? Superior intellect. He can be able to communicate at a high level. Heroic courage. He's willing to step out and protect and serve. Extraordinary leadership abilities. He's able to lead through all the challenging times. If a problem come up, and it's as the family, leader of the family, the king, he's going to be able to come up with a solution. I always say people spend too much time on the problem. Great man theory is that I don't want to spend time on the problem. I'm going to come up with a solution. Ask yourself, do you have that person? Ask yourself, is he divine inspiration? Do he inspire you spiritually? Do he pray for you? Come on now, do he pray for the family? Is he the one that's capable of blessing the food? Is he the one able to offer a prayer of guidance? He's speaking as an extension of our Lord and Savior. You see, that man, that's a great man theory. He also have a decisive historical effect. So he's going to do things to change our future. That's what a great man is willing to do. See, a great man has awesome leadership skills. See, when we say a great man, theory of leadership states that most people are born with a necessary attributes. Those attributes may be superior intellect, heroic courage, extraordinary leadership ability, divine inspiration. See, these attributes set them apart from others. See, a great man that has those attributes, we're going to be ahead of everybody else. Don't fit in the same category. You can't fit them there. See, these traits are responsible for their ability or assuming the ability to assume a position of power and authority. That's a great man and the great man theory of leadership. A leader is a hero who accomplished goals against all odds for his followers. See, everybody can't lead. I always talk to a lot of individuals I mentor in leadership. I always tell them everybody ain't meant to be the leader. If they're in the field, I retired out of education, everybody ain't meant to be a principal. Somebody has to be a father, the assistant principal, the teacher, the staff. Everybody ain't meant to be a superintendent. Somebody have to follow. Assistant superintendent, your program directors, your curriculum people, your principals, your directors of certain programs. As I say, these are the people have to follow. Your teachers, your students, your community, your parents, your families, all of them have to follow. Are you able to do that? Everybody is not a leader and can't lead you. Don't let them lead you, because they can lead you to somewhere that's not good. It's been awesome to be with you today. There's a couple of things I want to do now, because I always do this at the beginning of the show. I always give a shout out to individuals that have made contribution to Black history. And I do focus on my brothers in my fraternity, the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We're going to focus on the individual who's making an impact and always made an impact in a field that a lot of us may not be in. This is Big Joe Walker, Brother Big Joe Walker, of Epsilon Upsilon chapter of Stephen F. Austin. He came through that chapter. He's a country music recording artist. Country music recording artist. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We have Brother Big Joe Walker, a country music singer. Give a shout out for Brother Walker for making a difference in a field that a lot of us make an effort to check out every now and then. However, we focus on a lot of time R&B, hip-hop, and all those rapping on. You may not want to go to the country. Big Joe, keep doing it. Big Joe Walker, our brother of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Next thing I want to do, we're going to have a touch base. We're going to look tomorrow and having a balling for the dock at 3 o'clock tomorrow. We want to talk about some things that's going on. Like, that's our sports show, the hottest sports talk show that focuses on topics of historical Black colleges. high school, middle school, as well as all other areas of sports of today. At 3 o'clock, check us out tomorrow. That's our plan. We will post and let you know. We normally do it on a full Friday, but we're rotating to get back to our schedule. See, some weeks, a month had 5 weeks, so we was doing things. So we're back on schedule. On Monday, we'll be doing Talking Real to You at 7:30. We want you to check us out. Awesome. Last two things I want to do, but I'm going to do one of them in relation to. No, God has blessed me with this vision, but also through this vision to sow a seed. I ask you, if you feel that you need a seed sown in your life, I want you to send a comment to me through the network you're on, a Cash App, and we'll be Cash Apping you something that helps you with your situation, because we all need help. So we are sowing a seed through WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Also, we have a trip that's pretty much two of them that was given to us to be available. We're going to have them and where you can put your name in the files so you can get that trip. One of the trips will be going to Atlanta, and it's a 3-day and 2-night on the hotel fare. It's covered, but you have to get yourself there and take care of your food, as well as we're going to pay the tax on it once you complete, and that's when I say complete, once you get an opportunity to make the reservation, then we're going to pay the tax on it to make sure the trip will be available. Second one will be in Orlando, 3 days and 2 nights to Orlando. You still have to get your travel there, take care of your food, but the hotel will be taken care of. On behalf of WDSW Internet Talk Radio, we thank you so much for being a part of it. Be a part of our sowing that seed, making sure you be a part of it, and also you can share it with other people. Just DM me on Facebook. That's Dr. L.D. Alberto Smith. I got about 8 minutes on one of my units. Sandra Rushmore, thank you so much for joining. We're about to go out. You know, get with us. You can send it in. You're viewing live. I appreciate you doing that. Make sure you send us a message or tell anybody you want to that check out our show. Cash App, WBSW Internet Talk Radio, or go to my Facebook page, and we will make sure we sow a seed. Also, I want you to keep in mind that God has been so good. He's blessed us to come about it our way. Those two trips will be going into effect, starting with the show on Monday. You can sign up for it, put your name out there, you can send your Cash App, because you have an opportunity. When you put it in the pot, you're going to receive the seed, but you also will be putting for the trip as well. We look forward to having you as a part of this. It's awesome. God has been so good. It's been an awesome show today, and I thank you so much for taking your time, Sandra, for joining us. We've had Tate Pickett of Inspire to Inspire, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. As I look at Sandra, Sandra's member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Also had Denise Stephanie, Minister Denise Stephanie, behind the Mass Ministry, joining us as well. Many others that name popped up and popped off. Thank you for taking time. The name numbers on the board, thank you so much. It's been awesome. As we close this out, we're going to go out and make our greatest effort that we try to get ball over the dock on tomorrow. If not, we will rotate to our regular time, which is the fourth Friday of the month. We also will be airing our regular programs on first and third of the month. We have Talking Real to You on Monday. Then every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock, we have the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And then on Thursday night, on the third Thursday, first and third Thursday, we have the Love Cafe. Check us out. And then on the third Sunday, we have Tell the Truth, hosted by Christine Walters and myself, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. And then we have on the second and fourth days in the month, which is Tuesday, the Dr. Lou Show. And then on that Thursday, we'll make sure we come in and have our shows related to that neighborhood show on those Thursdays. So we'll make sure that. We also have on the fourth Thursday, we have Minister Shannon's show. She's going to get back in the group, she said. So we got several. And then on the first and third Wednesday, we have Talking Sports Plus. And on the fourth Friday, Balling with the Doc. We had an awesome time. Check us out. Make sure you send me your Cash App so we can have your name in for the trip and also where we can sow a seed for you. Had an awesome time. We look forward to communicating with you through our time that we don't air tomorrow in regards to Balling with the Doc. You can catch us on Monday at 7:30. Talking real to you, I host that show. And we're going to have a ball. Everybody take care of yourself. I love you. And the thing you do, I tell your family members that, give them a hug. And just let them know, God is, you know, I love you so much. I want to hug you because I care. Make sure we practice those safety protocols with COVID-19. And that's staying 6 feet. So when I walk up, asking, can I have my space, please? Wear your mask, especially inside public facilities. Also, wash your hands. Stay at home. And you can, if it's your decision, get the vaccination. You got to curb this. Work on so we can understand it so we'll be here, COVID-19, so we can be around to love on our family. And as we come, I just want to say this, that God has been so good. And I want to always try to share something positive in your heart. We sow in the seed, send your Cash out. You can send to my Facebook, to either one of the Instagram, send it to me. Facebook is Dr. LDI Virgin Smith. Instagram coach, Dr. Lawrence D. Smith 15. Zeta Phi Sigma. Greenville with the 10 and all of the Twitter accounts I have, that's at LawrenceDSmith15, along with our Instagram, also WBSW_internet_talk_radio. Send us your Cash App and we will sow a seed. And also put your name in the pot to win the trip to Atlanta, 3 days and two nights, or Orlando. We'll check you out. If it's not tomorrow, definitely be Monday. Have an awesome rest of the day. And if I don't get back with you tomorrow, awesome weekend. God truly, truly be blessed. You be blessed because God is blessing you. I'm saying you be blessed. Be encouraged. God is blessing you. He got you. Just remember that. Have an awesome rest of the day. And we want to play something that inspire you to ask you, what is this that's going on in my life? We don't own the rights to the music, but we do want to play it.
Yeah.
And if you do want to play it, it's always the same.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm not sure that the thing is true.
Setting my soul on fire. It makes me